Okay, I was going to set up and do an audio boo on how to add your fingerprint to an iPhone 5S. However, in doing so, it revealed a couple things that I did not personally want to have out there. Now, one of the thing is that when you set up a fingerprint, the first time, it will ask you to create a password so that if the fingerprint reader is not available, you can still manually type in your password on the lock screen, or if you were using your fingerprint sensor to purchase like stuff from iTunes. So, what I'm going to do is I'll just tell you briefly how to do it, since I walked myself physically through it again and drove my wife nuts because I put her fingerprint on here as well, just in case there was an emergency where maybe happened to be knocked out or whatever, or she needed to use my phone. So, now that we've completely driven my wife nuts and she's back to Facebook where things are happy and comfortable, and she doesn't have to deal with this quote-unquote screwy technology.
Your screwy technology.
She has a godforsaken Android tablet. That, as far as I'm concerned, I'll get to Android later. It's just not there yet. But right now, it can just bite me. Anyway. So, with all that craziness aside, what you do is you go to your home screen, and you go to settings, and you go to where you scroll to password and fingerprint, and you double tap, open that, open the app there, and you go to where it says add fingerprint. And you add your fingerprint, and Siri will tell you to place your finger, lift your finger, place your finger, lift your finger. Now, as you're going through this process, if you have the vibration mode enabled in the phone settings for things, it will vibrate each time you need to do this. And it will walk you through, and it will also tell you if you are holding the phone too tightly between your thumb and whatever finger you're using for your fingerprint. And it will caution you to go back and you'll have to start all over again. But once you're done, it will say success. And then you can press the next button. Now at the next button screen after you've pressed it, that's where you will enter your passcode. I would advise that you not enter a 4-number passcode, as those are the most easiest things for people to try to crack. And the other thing I would, and so what I'd done is I'd set up not a real hard passcode, but a passcode that is not consisted of numbers. I also have my phone set to erase itself after 10 tries if somebody tries to enter my passcode and can't do it. That's another thing. But you can add, I'm not sure how many fingerprints you can actually add. I've got 3 registered right now, that's not anyone's business, but I've got 3 registered right now. Suffice it to say. So, that, and you have to also enter your passcode twice. I'm sorry. You enter your passcode once, and then you enter it in another field, and then you press the done button, and you are ready to do so. Now, for those of you who are coming at this for the first time, after you've entered your passcode and you set up your fingerprints to unlock your phone, if you, for whatever reason, should ever restart your phone or shut your phone off and have to restart it, it is then going to ask you to enter your password. The reason being is that as long as the phone is on, the sensor remembers that your fingerprint is in play. But when you turn your phone off and it comes back up, say after an update, for iOS, or if, say, you were in a conference and you didn't want to waste your battery time, such, and you turned it back on, then you would need to enter your passcode. And then once you've done that, you press done, and you're back into your home screen, and everything's happy. Now the, but like I say, I can't stress enough passcode protecting your phone, because according to statistics, even before the fingerprint sensor came out on the new phones, the iPhone was still the most popular phone to be stolen. And since the passcode fingerprint, since the fingerprint sensor has been out there, I'm not saying it's been a big deterrent, but they've seen, whoever keeps track of this data has seen the thefts of iPhone 5S's and such go down. I hope that someday they make this standard across the board with everything from either the 6 on up, being how the 5C is the ugly stepchild of the iPhone 5S, and to my knowledge, did not receive the fingerprint sensor. If I am wrong, I do apologize. Would someone please enlighten me if that is not the case? I will talk to all of you a little later. Gotta go check the mail. See ya. Bye.